That's all ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Abner's chances for a happy ending in the forthcoming lawsuit filed by Ira Hodgkins to recover damages for his lost bull were considerably lessened yesterday when Abner and his legal advisor, Lum, revealed to Squire Skimp exactly how they plan to conduct their defense. They also revealed that Abner is probably guilty. It was shortly after this that they learned that the Squire was to be Ira's attorney. Well, now we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, when your doctor tells you that you need additional vitamins, be sure to choose the brand with the quality to satisfy him, yet with a low cost to satisfy you. Your doctor knows that vitamins are vital to good nutrition, and good nutrition is the foundation of good health. But unfortunately, in the average diet these days, one common deficiency is a shortage of vitamins. And this shortage of vitamins may be one of the reasons so many people go to work dragged out, nervous, irritable, with sluggish digestion and feeling generally run down. Now, the vitamins with the quality to satisfy your doctor, yet with the low cost to satisfy you, are one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. So start every day with one-a-day. Actually, the cost is only a dollar a month. And listen to this offer. Get the 60-capsule package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamins from any drugstore. And if you're not satisfied at the end of 60 days, return the package to your druggist and get your money back. Like all Miles products, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are guaranteed to satisfy, or your money will be refunded. Remember, start every day with one-a-day. One-a-day in the blue package with the big one. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jotham Down store. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Sure, I've got a good reason for postponing the trial, Squire. Well, the defendant's legal advisors asked for a short extension of time to prepare further evidence. And as justice of the peace, that request sounded reasonable, so I granted it. Well, yeah, I'm the defendant's legal advisor. That oughtn't to make no difference. I don't care who it is that comes to me with a request. If it's reasonable, I'm bound by my office to grant it. Well, now, listen, Squire. The trial's been postponed till tomorrow, and that's that. Oh, yeah, it'll start then for sure. Well, don't worry. It's going to be run fair and square. I'll see to that myself. Yeah, all right, Squire. Goodbye.
Oh, Squire didn't want to postpone it, huh?
Well, of course not. He's got us right where he wants us now, and he knows it. We told him everything we was going to do in the trial when he was in here yesterday. And he knows we ain't had time to change our defense yet.
Well, is there anything we can change it to, Lum?
Well, that's what we got to study up. And that's why I postponed the trial, so we could figure something out.
Well, let's get to figuring and let's get started.
We wouldn't be having to do all this if you hadn't stood there yesterday insisting you was guilty.
Well, I am guilty.
Well, that's beside the point. Don't make no difference whether you're or you ain't. You oughtn't to go around telling everybody you're guilty. Special not in front of Ira Hodgkins' lawyer.
Well, I never knowed Ira had hired Squire Skimp to handle his case. Fact is, you never knowed it neither.
Well, no, I never.
And you were the one that told him exactly how we was going to defend me and try to get me out of this.
Well, yeah.
You stood right there and gave away every one of our secrets. Told him everything. Even admitted to Squire we didn't have much of a case.
Well, we'll admit I did tell him a few things I oughtn't have. But, leastways, I never come right out flat-footed and told him you was guilty like you done.
And you told him plenty, I'll say that.
Well, when you come right down to it, I guess we both ought to be bored for the simple.
Ought to be, yeah.
Of course, the feller to blame is that dadgum Squire Skimp.
Yeah, that varmint.
He ought to have been man enough to tell us that he's going to be ours lawyer instead of tricking us into giving him all that information.
That's snake in the weeds. Let's just not have the trial.
Well, we can't do that, Adam.
Huh?
It's Ira that's lawsuing you in this case. He's the only one that can call off the trial. I know good and well he ain't going to do it.
No, it's stubborn-headed.
Well, we better get to figuring here. I'll run through my law book again and see what I can find.
Well, Lum, don't you think the best thing to do now is just to admit we're whipped and try to settle with our out of court?
No, no, now that's the one thing we ain't going to do. We're going to fight this thing through. My reputation and honor's at stake here, and I'll go to any limits to uphold. If we lose, I'll spend the rest of my life trying to get you back out of the penitentiary.
Well,
it's the, we practical admittedly that you're guilty.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be a bit surprised with what that two-faced squire will use that against us in the trial.
Oh, he'll do anything. You can't trust that varmint.
So that means we've got to start with that and build our case from there on.
Well, when you start with that, well, you're all through, ain't you?
Not in my court, you ain't.
No.
When I'm running the trial, every man gets a fair deal.
Well, after you say I'm guilty, I don't see what else you can say.
Well, here's what we'll have to do. We just have to show that you done the whole thing non-unintentionable. We'll have to prove that when you was operating Robert the robot that day, you never meant for him to kill Larry's bull or nothing else.
Well, that's the truth. I never.
I know, but we got to prove it.
Oh,
that's the hardest thing in the world to prove in a trial is the truth. That's the one thing folks hardly ever believe.
Well, let's just make up some stories then. Tell them them.
No, we're going to stick to the truth.
Well, I hate to take a chance like that.
Well, don't worry. It'll work out somehow. Then the next thing for us to do is to try to show what a nice feller you are.
Nice feller, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll try to prove that there ain't no kinder or more thoughty feller in the whole state of Arkansas.
Good for me.
Go back into your history and show how you've always been kind to dumb animals.
Yeah.
Love little children.
Oh, yeah.
Always was nice to your mama.
Uh-huh.
Never said nothing mean to nobody. Never missed church.
Doggies, I am nice. Wished I was twins so I could have a friend like me.
Always helped old ladies across the road.
Oh, I'll help them.
Always helped a friend in need.
This town needs more fellas like me, that's what it
always
needs.
Set up with your friends when they's ailing.
Oh, yeah.
Always set up with sick animals, too.
Yeah.
Special cows and bulls. Bulls is your favorite animal.
I love bulls. Love them.
Wouldn't harm one for nothing in the world.
Wouldn't touch a hair on their sweet little head. Bless their heart. Bless their little heart.
Never said a mean thing about anything or anybody in your whole life.
Oh, gracious, no.
Never even had a mean thought in your head.
I know it.
Now then, let me look in my law book here and find out what heading that may come under.
Doggies, I am sweet. Wonder how come me to ever get mixed up with a feller like you. Well, guess it's like you said. I never had a mean thought about nobody.
What's this doing in my book? Looks like a list of names. And it's in your handwriting.
I don't know. Let me see it.
Looks like it says, getting
something
even.
Nice I wrote, I guess.
Getting what? Even with list.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. My getting even with list. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, what in the world is that anyway?
Oh, that's just a list that I got up when I first started operating the robot and found out how much power I had. Them are fellers that done me a bad turn at one time or another, and I was just aiming on having Robert beat them up to get even with them.
For goodness sake, was you actually going to do that?
Why, sure I was. I got old Tom Forster's name right to head the list there. I was going to make Robert whop him so hard his own papa wouldn't know him when I got done with him. I'd have done it, too, if we hadn't got into all this trouble, and I hadn't broke that radio control box. I'd have beat him.
Maybe that's a fine thing for a nice, sweet Abner Peabody to be saying. Here I am trying to defend you by showing what a gentle, kind-hearted, thoughty feller you are. And now I find out you's aiming on half-killing most of the fellers in this town. Look at that list.
Yeah.
Why, now everybody in town's on there.
Yeah, it's pretty full.
Tom Foster, Ulysses S. Quincy, Old Man Johnson, Packrat Watts, Moe.
Well, see, I weren't actually going to hurt them bad.
Anyways, we better not let nobody know about that list. That'd ruin your case for sure.
It would, huh?
Wait a minute, what's my name doing down at the bottom of the list there?
That was it. How in the world did your name get down there? Now, let me think about it.
Hello, characters.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Cedric, don't sneak in here that away. You scare me half to death.
Excuse me. Fellow citizens, I have come on an important mission. I have came here to ask you to buy some...
You can stop right there, Cedric. We ain't in no position to buy nothing.
No, you better run along, Cedric. We're busy right now.
We ain't got time for whatever it is you're selling, Cedric.
You got time for this, all right?
No.
I'm a vicatory volunteer. And I want you fellas to buy some extra war bonds for the 7th Wound.
Oh, well, we'd like to buy some extra ones, Cedric, but I don't see how we can afford it right now.
Don't you want to see Ernest Macmillan?
Ernest? Why, sure I do, but I don't see...
Well, that's what your practical's saying. If you don't buy extra bond, you're keeping Ernest out there in the specifics just that much longer.
Oh.
Don't you want your daughter, Pearl, to get home quick as you can?
Well, sure I do, Cedric.
Well, buying bonds will help do it. Them things will help us hurry up and get this doggone thing over with. And I ain't going to let nobody on my list back down, neither.
Oh, have you got a list there, Cedric?
Yes, Ma. See, you fellas are fourth on it. See, your name's right there.
That's all right, right
there. See them check marks after the names above yours there?
Yeah.
Means I sold every one of them right down the line.
Well, good for you, Cedric. You're doing a good job.
Well, we've got to do a good job. We can't let them down now. This is the time when we've got to work harder than ever. Put everything we've got into it. Put our shoulders to the grindstone. Here, I got some fellas I want to show you fellas.
Uh-huh.
Give you a whole lot of reasons why you ought to buy extra bond. Some holders here.
Oh, yeah, let me see.
Well, you don't need to show us them, Cedric. We're convinced. By now, any fella with any sense at all knows we got to keep on buying bonds. Put us down for an extra bond apiece, Cedric.
Yes, Ma.
Oh.
Abner was going to raise $150 to pay Ira Hodgkins for his bull, so I reckon he can raise that much to put into war bonds.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I'm going to need that money to pay off after I lose the trial.
You ain't going to lose, I don't think. Besides, this is way yonder more importance anyway, Abner. Come back tomorrow, Cedric, and we'll have the cash for you.
Yes, Mom, and Ernest will be much obliged to you for helping to get him home quicker. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. So long.
Yeah, so long. Let's see now. Where was we at before Cedric come in?
We stand right here, as far as I recollect.
What was we talking about, though? Seemed like... Oh, I know. Why, you little varmint. What's the idea of putting my name on your getting
even? Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. I don't believe it was even on there. It must have been a misprint or something.
No, it weren't no misprint.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right there in black and ink. Here, I'll show it to you. Wait a minute. What did I do with that list?
Well, Lum, all I meant...
Well, here it is on the counter. Or no. Oh, that's Cedric's list of war bond customers.
Yeah,
he must have laid it down when he got out them folders to show us.
Yeah, well, Lum, honest, I never meant I was going to do nothing. You just caught...
My granny, wait a minute. I recollect now I laid your list right down here on the counter in the same place, and I know exactly what happened. Cedric picked up your list by mistake.
Cedric? Oh, my goodness.
Now, granny, we can't let that thing get away from us, Abner. Which way did Cedric
go? I don't know. I've never paid no attention. Wait a minute, so we can tell where he's heading for by seeing who's next on his list.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. Yeah, look on it. Who's next? Who's next?
He got wrote down, Abner.
Nobody's got to catch him.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
He's going to see Squire Skimp.
Squire?
Come on, we got to head him off for it too late.
Up to now, it's hard to tell whether Lum and Abner are working for or against themselves. Here's hoping it won't take them long to get on the right track. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, friends, it's often difficult to avoid the temptation of eating the wrong combination of food. When your food seems particularly good, is just the time your appetite can really get you into trouble. Well, when that happens, don't let your discomfort get the better of you. Instead, call on Alka-Seltzer. You'll find that Alka-Seltzer can help give you real relief when a touch of acid indigestion upsets your day. Yes, real relief in a hurry. So when you let yourself go and eat unwisely, ask your druggist for a package of Alka-Seltzer. You'll be glad you did. And remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.